This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join us in just about 20 minutes. It's at 9:20, but right now it's time for EB's Entertainment Page.
That's right, Cakes. Entertainment Page, driven by BMW Fairfax. It may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker of BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy's got the i7. Loves it. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. If Mike's not there, ask for my girl Miriam. She will take care of you. Promise. All right. So some details are starting to come back here on this Liam Payne thing, which is really tragic, right? How old is the guy? 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The former One Direction
singer. What's the toxicology reveal?
They say at pink cocaine. Now, I don't know what that is. If Drab was here, he could probably tell us.
I believe it includes ketamine and meth.
It includes
it's like everything.
Ketamine and Molly, not necessarily cocaine.
What's ketamine all about? I've heard a lot about it, but I know nothing.
Well, ketamine, isn't that what was in Dwayne Haskins' system when he...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wasn't that in... what's Chandler's name from Friends?
Yeah.
Matthew Perry. Yeah. Yes, I think that's
Matthew Perry.
Ketamine, also the drug that Dexter would use to incapacitate his victims.
I think it's like
that's an anesthetic.
Is it like a tranquilizer?
Yeah,
I think it's some
just,
sort of tranquilizer.
It basically turns you into a zombie.
Yeah.
Is what it does.
So you got a tranquilizer and cocaine.
Necessarily cocaine, meth and Molly. So you know it's got all kinds of stuff in there.
Sheesh.
But I don't think necessarily cocaine. But
does
they call
Molly
it
get you kind of hyped up?
Does that get you horny?
I think so.
Hallucinates.
Makes you want to go to the club.
Yeah.
And go to
it's like a euphoria thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Lamar Odom.
He was just putting everything in his body.
And he was telling people he was sober. Lamar Odom, who I didn't know this, has his own Odom recovery group.
Mm-hmm. I ran into Lamar Odom back in the train station back
I
in the
remember
day.
That. He and
back
his other buddy, his other big man. Remember that?
Abdul Shamsuddin.
That's amazing you remember his
they
name.
Didn't they play together at Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I think that was
I remember it vividly because we were awestruck.
This brain is faulty.
Yeah.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
But it does have some amazing retention skills.
Mostly for meaningless stuff
that's very true. It's
very
trivial.
That was the highlight for us. We were young guys and we were huge hoop heads, and we saw Lamar Odom when he was at Rhode Island, which, you know, had to be pretty, I think, into college hoops to know who he was.
College hoops dork.
Yeah.
Didn't know who that was.
Yeah, but the other guy for him to remember, it's just much like he remembers.
Well, I remember his face. I don't remember
his name. He remembers the dude from the hotel that took the autograph picture of
the
me
Nigerian
and Jerry
bellhop.
Rice.
You remember his name, EB. The Nigerian bellhop.
Was that down in Atlanta?
Tony, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
In Atlanta.
Tony something.
Tony Chica. Everybody knows that.
Well, also, remember when we ran into the chick from Friends? From Cheers.
From Cheers, yes.
Yeah, the ballerina lady or whatever.
Yeah, what was her name?
The Dr. Judy or whatever she was on
show. Her name is, hold on. Wait a second.
She's like a ballerina.
And
she was
Lilith
life.
On Cheers.
She was... brutal. So mean. We were just young guys in our 20s. We were excited that late 20s probably. We were excited that we saw this, superstar from an iconic show like Cheers, and she grilled us for looking at her.
For looking?
Yes.
Staring.
Yeah, they were gawking. That
yeah, you know, he could have been gawking.
They were gawking. There's a lot of gawking happening.
Yeah, man.
He was directed at Jason, if I recall.
I mean, we were just like whispering about
her. I just looked at
her,
and I knew who she was.
Yeah.
And maybe I said something to you guys sitting behind me or sitting next to me.
Yeah, and she was like, yes!
Yes, it's me.
Yeah. By the way,
are you going to stare at me?
Everyone knows her name.
She basically walked all the way to the back of the train.
She went to a different car or something. But I remember she had dirty-ass shoes.
Yeah, she did.
They were like, you know, some sort of boots or something. They're probably $1,000, but they were dirty. BB Newirth.
These are our running celebrities. LeVar Odom
and BB Newirth.
Probably wouldn't even recognize her now.
Great run-ins with celebs. I've told you this many times. When I was,
she was probably 45. No, she was younger than that. She was probably early 40s then.
Yeah. I don't know, but she was ugly. When we were,
she's 65 now.
When I was about 26,
she's got two Emmys. EB,
she sucks.
Very jealous of her Emmys.
Yeah, no, those are way better than a local Emmy.
Two Tonys.
Yeah, everybody's got a local.
Nobody cares about Tonys.
Nobody cares about Tonys. I mean, come on.
I would take
Broadway.
I would take a Tony.
I care about Tony Pollard. I mean,
but can you sing and dance and entertain a crowd?
No, I wish I could. When I went to Santa Barbara, I was 26 years old. I went to Santa Monica, Santa Barbara. I'm telling you, I had the best. I went jogging on the Santa Monica beach. And
Chris
Farley
sliced for you.
I literally bumped into Steven Spielberg. We were both jogging.
Yeah.
And he was coming up. You know, like in Santa Monica.
I hope you're
Monica,
running faster than him.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, you know, in Santa Monica, you go down the hill, you go over a little bridge to get to the beach.
Did he drop a bunch of scripts when you
And he was
there?
Coming up on, he was coming from the beach. I was going to the beach, and it was a little walkway, and we literally bumped into it. I look up, it's effing Steven Spielberg.
What did you say?
I said, excuse me.
So I love Jaws.
I said, nothing.
Love E.T.
That's pretty big.
Big fan.
And then I'm in the Third Street Promenade. Jason,
he dropped
is that
the Schindler's List 2
Third
script.
Street Promenade. That's where I saw Bono.
Right. Well, you beat me with Bono.
Just walking down, walking down the street.
Bono, but you know who literally rollerbladed past me?
I know, Matthew McConaughey. As you always call
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Right. I mean, and he looked like a homeless crackhead.
If you live out there, you're gonna see stars. Kelsey sees stars every week.
I know. It's kind of wild though.
Ooh, give us the latest star she's seen. Last two or three weeks.
I haven't asked her, really.
Oh, come on. Man. You tease us and you can't give us one name.
I had breakfast at this place on that same trip. Jason would like this, and it was the Nub Low. He was sitting at the table next to
Chad, Chad Low?
Chad Low. The Nub Low.
Jason would have been butt-sized for my celebrity interaction. It wasn't really an interaction. I was at a Denny's with my family. I'm sure we were on our way to Disney World. And two tables over, eating a lumberjack slam. Mike Hampton.
Oh. How'd you recognize him?
Colorado Rockies.
How'd you recognize him? I went a million years.
I don't even know how I recognize him.
How would you recognize him?
He was there for spring training.
Tell him you're a fan of his curveball.
I leaned over to Amy. I was like, that's Mike Hampton. He just signed a big deal, and he's not worth all the money.
Sure he wasn't getting a Colorado omelet from IHOP?
He might have been. And my wife, she just looked at me just like a thousand-yard stare, like she cares who Mike Hampton is.
I
barely cared who
I
he was.
I also had an IHOP celebrity sighting. Did you know that?
I did not. I was at a Denny's. I'm a Denny's guy.
Okay, this
not
was
an IHOP guy.
In Rockville. There's an IHOP in Rockville.
There is, yes.
Yeah, I've maybe been there.
Two of them.
Maybe been there twice in my life. Mitch Richmond.
That's a pretty good one.
Way better than Mike Hampton.
I've sworn off IHOP because the last time I went, the waitress, she came to our table and everybody's ordering. She goes, okay, you want scrambled eggs? You want
this cake? This is cut peas.
And she didn't write any of it down. And as soon as she left, I turned to everybody at the table and I said, she's going to botch the order. She's going to destroy the order, not remember anything. 10 minutes goes by. She comes back. Oh, I didn't write down the order. You need to reorder. And I said, I'm never coming here.
Did everyone have to reorder or just you?
Oh, everybody had to reorder.
Oh, my God.
And then we spent an hour in an IHOP when you should always spend half an hour in an IHOP.
I actually went to IHOP on Friday night.
Never again.
After soccer practice. And I think we got our food. Now it was just me and Isabella. And we got our food in 5 minutes. Now I ordered French toast.
EB.
She got scary pancakes.
Can I tell
whatever.
You mm-hmm. the life downgrade?
Awesome.
Not
the
to
IHOP took the place of the Sakura Steakhouse in the old town. Do you know what a life downgrade that is for your pal over here?
That is a downgrade.
I don't get to go and catch shrimp and get to see the onion volcano anymore. Mm. It's very depressing.
Valdez, you know, he's talking about Chad Lowe. I saw Chad Lowe.
You also saw Chad Lowe?
I saw him in the Liquid Assets. Restaurant slash bar in Ocean City.
What is he doing there?
I was told that his wife, or maybe it was a girlfriend at the time, is from Maryland, but I don't know that for a fact. But he was in Liquid Assets on 97th Street.
Isn't he?
Actually, that was 92nd Street.
Is he married to or in a relationship with Hillary Swank?
Not anymore.
They used to be
married
together?
From 97 through 2007.
He's married to somebody
so I'm
else.
I'm 15 years behind a curve.
entertainment guru.
17 years. Yeah. Hey, I don't claim to be the entertainment guru. He does.
Chad Lowe, is he the most famous person in Ocean City besides Drew with elephantitis?
I saw
Has anybody
on the
seen
beach?
Him in years?
I don't know.
Yeah. The guy with the shorts and the big beach balls in his shorts.
Don't know where he is. Wonder if he's still alive.
He's got to be dead. He's got to be dead.
I'm sure someone will
speaking of
tweet
dead
you.
Cakes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. If someone has a Drew update, I'm psyched for a Drew update. I think that's his name, isn't
yeah,
it?
I think so. You're right. Yeah.
Drew, the guy with the big beach balls.
He has elephantitis.
Okay, hold on.
His
slinky.
Can't say the first one.
His slinky, all of a sudden out of nowhere, started outrageously growing.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Right.
And he had to, it was a real problem.
Yeah, it's a medical.
DW?
I don't want to say.
It's a medical issue.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Did I get those in this
I don't want to say. But you might be right all over it, but I don't want to say. Okay, speaking of death.
Yes.
Do you know the former metal legend?
Yes, I saw this news yesterday. Sad news. Paul Di'Anno, who used to, I broke my work tag. This is
going to
be
tag.
Yeah, to get into the parking garage.
He was just nervous.
Paul Di'Anno, the original lead singer of Iron Maiden, passed at the age of 66.
Yeah. Oof. Do you know what he passed
Why?
From?
I don't know how he died.
Heavy metal.
No cause of
iron
death
lung.
Has been announced.
Iron lung. Nice one, Valdez.
But he had been struggling with illness for several years. He was 66 years old. He was the lead singer from 78 through 81. Was that a great era?
Like their
or
first
no?
two albums, he was the lead singer on.
Who was he replaced by, Cakes?
Have you ever heard of Bruce Dickinson?
Not really.
I know you haven't.
Not really.
He's only one of the greatest heavy metal singers of all time.
Is that Hunter's dad or grandfather?
Pretty sure no relation
Are
to
you
the
sure?
Hoopster.
Are you
Hunter
sure?
Hunter's still in Michigan?
Not this at all. He's at Kansas.
Sorry.
This is not Paul Di'Anno. This is Bruce Dickinson singing.
Okay.
Jason's favorite tune.
This is the worst song ever.
First of all,
everyone, just listen to this song. You tell me this is good.
First of all, how dare you?
That's so bad.
Second of all, this song holds a very special place in mine and Valdez's history. This is one of the funniest bits ever. We're at the Improv in D.C.?
I think it was the Improv, yeah.
We're at the Improv. We're at a fundraiser for Native American Charities.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Charity-oke.
Charity-oke.
Yeah,
Mike
there.
Wise.
I was there.
Yeah, I was there, too.
I believe his name was Russ Thaler,
yes.
Who used to work for Comcast Sportsnet.
Right.
He
I don't
gets
think he
up,
liked us either.
And he goes up and he sings this song, which is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. Run to the Hills is all about the white man coming across the ocean and slaughtering Indians.
Yeah.
And Native Americans.
And he didn't understand that.
I don't know.
Was he trolling them?
I think he might have been trolling.
I think he might have been doing a bit.
I think it had to be a bit, because it's a massive troll job and it's very insensitive. But Valdez and I looked
at Cakes with a blank stare, slapping
knees.
My knee.
Like,
it was definitely lost on me.
This is the funniest thing ever.
My knee's never been more red in my life.
Never listened to a lyric in the song ever.
Not in that.
I think we were the only ones in there that got what
we
was
got
going
the
on.
Joke.
I didn't. What about...
He's a Tennis Channel guy now, right? Russ Thaler?
No, you're thinking of
Channel 9, Brett...
Brett Haber.
Haber.
I see a bunch of tennis stuff here from Russ Thaler on his Instagram.
Russ Thaler looks like... Oh, yeah.
By the way, that's a top five funniest moment of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing the show. In my opinion.
Yeah, but it's very inside. Like
it's very inside, but it was, to us, it was the funniest thing ever.
I just got a Charlie horse. Oh, my God.
EB, all right, it might not be Tennis Channel, but it looks like he does U.S. Open Radio.
Okay, so, all right. So, for tennis?
Who's listening to that?
US Open, I mean, I see nothing. His Instagram's nothing but tennis pictures, I mean, all over the place.
I actually listened
Bud Collins Media
to
Center.
That one time.
You listen to US, I didn't even know there was a thing.
You can actually listen
so
to it's, majors.
So, US Open radio?
Slams on the radio.
So, it's open for business
and all you hear
two
is,
weeks out of the year.
All you hear is,
boring, and I love tennis. I'm a tennis guy.
Eric, why don't you put that on your Spotify sleep playlist?
What, the U.S. Open thing?
Yeah.
No, but you know what, Cakes? I'm looking at his Russ Taylor's Instagram. He went to see Geddy Lee at the Beacon Theater.
Okay.
He's a metal guy.
He's a rock guy.
Yeah, good, he's a rock him. Guy.
All right, when we come back, we will talk NFL with our pal Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.